And welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and you can simply go to durangobusiness.org and register for any upcoming events that we have. On my show today, I have Ben Sorensen from Ascent Digital. How are you?
Hey, Jack. Doing really well. How are you today?
Well, you know, we're on Zoom pre-recording this, kind of the snow outside, but you also are one of our recent member moments, so make sure people check that out. And yeah, we grew some hair in that video. So I got to ask you, what made you decide to start your own business and be the entrepreneur after all your years of working in the media?
Yeah. You know, I've always had a passion. I've always really related to entrepreneurs, which has always been the coolest part about my job, is getting to interact with business owners and things like that. And I've always really found fulfillment in helping businesses grow. So I felt like, you know, taking a leap and getting back to the basics, getting back to, you know, one-on-one connections with local business owners, being able to make an impact with businesses and help them grow. It's definitely been a fulfilling thing for me. And I'm actually having a little bit of fun too, which isn't the end of the world to have a little bit of fun at work.
Well, and you know, you are a fun person. You know, your energy is very, very contagious. I saw that in the leads group when you're, you know, helping us get that started. And so, you know, you've answered kind of my second question, which would have been, what do you like about doing this? But what are some of the challenges that you might face yourself that then you can pass along to help others?
Yeah. So actually it's interesting, Jack, because what I like is also what's challenging. What I like is when I get to get kind of creative and find outside of the box solutions to help business owners grow. So it's really fun for me when there's a unique situation or a unique target audience we need to reach, some sort of a unique business model that typically the business owner says, no, you know, there's no way for me to advertise to them, or there's no way for me to market to them. That's when I start to have fun, because then we can kind of, you know, get creative on our targeting or our messaging. And so simultaneously, to answer your question, the difficult thing is that, and my favorite thing.
Yeah. So I'm curious, what if I were to look at your list, bullet points of all the things you offer businesses, you know, I mean, do you do websites? Do you do TV commercials, which I know you do? Do you do social media? What are all those, you know, long list of things that you offer?
Yeah. So we offer everything that comes to mind for digital marketing and advertising. And so that is everything from websites, social media advertising. We do targeted display advertising. We do SEO or search engine optimizing. We do social media marketing. I think I mentioned that, social media marketing and advertising. Like you said, video production. We do email marketing. Basically everything that comes to mind when you think about online marketing or digital marketing.
Now your background, because we're recording this on Zoom, and I'm an alumni of Fort Lewis College. I think, however, I probably graduated from Fort Lewis before you were born, and because I graduated in 87. So
maybe then I won't tell everyone the answer.
So I'm the old guy in the room, but you know, tell me a little bit about your background. You know, I mean, you went to Fort Lewis College. Did you have the vision of being an entrepreneur or wanted to go into marketing?
Yes and yes and yes. So okay. I've always been entrepreneurial. In fact, my parents will tell you funny stories of me starting garbage can cleaning businesses when I was in middle school, or renting out their VHSs. I feel like I've always been meant for marketing. In fact, when I was in high school, I won the state championship for DECA marketing. So I'm a state champion, believe it or not.
Wow.
And which let me go to nationals twice for business marketing competitions. And then I graduated from high school, went to Fort Lewis College, got a degree in marketing from Fort Lewis. And then I've professionally been marketing businesses for the last decade. I'll tell you though, it's interesting. I graduated in 09, I think, 08, 09. And what's interesting is that was right when kind of smartphones were getting big and the internet was getting big. And so I learned a ton after I graduated, but man, I'm so grateful for my education at Fort Lewis. And it definitely have been, I kind of say that I was born a marketer.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing too, how many people are able to, you know, stay in this community that are Fort Lewis College grads and go on to, you know, do the things. I mean, I never thought I'd be a chamber director, you know, but I did marketing and advertising. So if someone's interested in, you know, learning, all right, I got an idea, right? I need some new, fresh ideas. Will you sit down and kind of do that consultative thing, half hour, an hour, whatever, of, you know, just sitting down and giving them ideas? I mean, or do you, you know, will you charge for that time up front?
No. So in fact, our guiding philosophy is that givers gain. And so we believe that the more we can give, you know, the more we gain, and that it comes around somewhere, and that we get to grow by helping businesses grow. So we always have free consultations. In fact, I think that one of the unique things that I bring to the table is exactly that, the brainstorming outside of the box ideas. I love giving business owners free tips on, you know, how they can market themselves for free, or, you know, things they can do to give themselves a little bit of a bigger voice. It really fills me up. You know, if the outcome is something that I can help, that's even better. But so many cases, it's just great to connect with people and, you know, talk business, talk marketing, learn more about what they're doing. That's where the fun comes in.
So I'm curious, you know, I mean, you know, starting a new business may not have this long laundry list of, I'm going to say, you know, your resume and, you know, examples. But are there a couple of projects that you say, yes, I had my fingerprints on that one?
Yeah, lots of stuff pending. I'll say what's really cool is that because of the world we live in with digital marketing, we live in a world with truly limitless opportunities. So as things sit today, we've got over 30 clients from 8 different states, you know, having a ton of fun helping a ton of people in all sorts of different industries. A lot of what we do, though, is we put a voice behind the business's brand. So you'd never hear, you know, you'd never see us related to it. It's that brand is getting the exposure, or our clients are getting the exposure.
Now, you've done, you know, a couple presentations with the chamber, and I've heard you speak at the leads group, and you've said stuff like be true, be vulnerable. What do you mean by that when you're doing social media or commercials?
Yeah. In fact, it's funny that you say that, because I had a lunch today with some clients and we were talking about exactly that. And, you know, my philosophy is we live in a really noisy world, and the best way for us to stand out is to be authentic, and that authenticity resonates with people. And the most powerful way for us to talk to an audience, whether that's your ideal customers or future employees or spheres of influence or networks or whatever it is to be authentic. Let yourself be vulnerable, be true. Don't be afraid of it. We're all faking it. Every one of us is out here faking it. And, you know, so if you're a business owner and you're wondering if you should post that, or if you should write that blog, or going live on, you know, whatever it is, do it. There's no harm. No bad can come from it. It's a really noisy world out there. And you'd be amazed at when people let themselves be authentic and vulnerable, how big the audience gets, or how much it resonates with people.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you say that, because I thought of you actually when I was in Kauai and Tiffany wanted me to do, you know, wanted to videotape me. I started clucking like a chicken, because I'm like, I can impersonate a chicken. And she's like, okay, show me. And I thought, you know, Ben would say, put yourself out there, Jack. Go ahead and do it. And I did. And it was so funny. And people literally calling me going, what the heck are you thinking? That's the stuff that was hilarious.
Exactly. And that's the stuff that sticks. The, hey, come and see us. We're having a sale today. You know, probably didn't get near as big of an audience as yeah. Jack clucking like a chicken. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll send you the licensing agreement for that so that I can use it in a commercial.
I can do that. No, I can do voiceover work for you. Clucking like a chicken, maybe. And Donald Duck. So anyway, go figure. But Perfect. Now, if someone's wanting to reach out to you, Ben, and, you know, establish that first connection, what's the best way they can hunt you down?
Yeah. So we've got a website. The website is ascentdigitalagency.com. Or text me, call me. My cell phone number is 303-562-8854. Or also just pop by the office. We're here at 450 South Camino del Rio. So we're the building just south of Zia South. And we've got an office space here with great views of the river, and anybody's welcome to pop by anytime. Cause like I said, we love meeting business owners, and it's fun.
So if you're looking to, you know, advertise, expand, people could call you obviously. And I would say kind of digital marketing, but you can help them with like print media stuff too, and have those kind of resources. I mean, like a full service ad agency almost.
Yeah, definitely. We certainly specialize in digital, but we also, like I've mentioned, believe that givers gain. We want to add value everywhere we can. So in fact, I've got a client right now that I'm working on printing some brochures for them because it is, it's complementing the commercial video production we're doing and things like that. And yeah, totally here to help. I always tell people that our focus is to whom your ads are served, more so than to where they're served, right? So we want to make sure you're in front of the best audience possible. If that's a brochure or if that's a targeted display ad or a YouTube video, whatever it might be, my job is to get you in front of your ideal client.
Now, one thing I want to point out too, and you're also, because part of that whole philosophy that you have giving back, you're also a firefighter.
I am. Yeah, I'm a volunteer firefighter and EMT. And in fact, it's funny you say that because just this morning, you said we're pre-recording. This morning, the snowstorm happened and I was driving my son to school. We witnessed a rollover accident.
Oh.
So at the same time, I was a father and an EMT. So it was a little bit of a hectic morning this morning. But yeah, no, that's the whole idea, right? Is however we can help people and create this community that we all live in, whether that's from helping a business grow or stopping when we see an accident or whatever it might be. I sincerely believe that the more we put out there, the more things come back. And I love finding ways to add value across the board.
Well, when you say, I got chills just thinking, here your son's in the car and you're like, stay in the car. And obviously securing safety for your car as you stop it, but then helping the person and, that whole process of probably what you went through and your training kicked in.
Yep. Yeah. Reacting quick. But that's the type of thing that fills you up. It's, it's fun. Helping people it's a great thing. I've always said that I kind of think that I selfishly serve,
yeah.
Which I know sounds counterintuitive, but the more we give out or the more we volunteer and, help each other, I think that that's the best way for a fulfilling life too.
Kind of called good karma, isn't it?
I think, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And again, give your website one more time. And I'm sure you have the phone number on there, but website and phone number.
Yep. So the website's Ascent Digital Agency, and that's Ascent, like ascending up a mountain, ASCENT. And then my phone number is 303-562-8854.
So we talked a little bit about your volunteerism, but and again, Ben, your enthusiasm is contagious. So I feel like, asking you this question is kind of funny, but, what do you do for fun and how do you carry over that excitement, enthusiasm to your clients?
Yeah. What I do for fun is be a dad. I'm loving being a dad. So I'm spending time with my kids and, riding around the four-wheelers on the property and, just being as present as possible, which again is a lot of the reason for the switch for me, is that it's a fulfilling line of work, which allows me to be a present father, and add value everywhere I can. And I forgot the second part of your question, but
I did too, it's carrying the fun of being a dad over into your clients.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. I think that's when things start to translate better too. We talked about, the authenticity and being vulnerable. I think that if we come from a place of fun and enjoyment, it also resonates. All of us spend more time at work than anywhere else in the world. We might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so if you're a business owner, you're doing it for a reason. Marketing, believe it or not, should be fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be painful.
No, I only send the audio portion. We're recording this on Zoom, but you lit up, your face lit up when you talked about your boys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best thing in the whole world.
Yeah. And I'm going to get in trouble maybe, but and another one on the way.
Yeah, another one on the way. No trouble at all. That's why I need business. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, two boys with a third on the way. Third will be here in June. And we don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet, but we'll find out in June.
Well, and your wonderful wife, Nicole, she's over at Coldwell Banker.
Yep. Nicole's with Coldwell. And she's you talk about somebody who's givers gaining. She's juggling everything you can imagine, being a full-time real estate agent, a full-time mom, my assistant, my support. So yeah, I'm married up for sure.
Well, give your website one more time, shameless plug.
Yep. No, thank you for that. It's ascentdigitalagency.com.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks for everything you do. And we'll see you at upcoming chamber events.
Thank you so much, Jack.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.